night's sleep. That's all. Okay. Chayus al vavu shayichur amaisa. Chaf dalel adar aleph. Monday night. Page kuf pei dalad. Talked about. We'll start the new paragraph on page kuf pei dalad. We talked about the embarrassment. About we really should learn it over and over and over until it sinks into people's head. The embarrassment about thinking about other things. Okay. No difference, hot, cold. You drink. The last few lines on page Kuf Pei Dalet. Chashe Yisya'ish Melach Shilcha B'derech Hazo. Once the Yetzirah gives up that methodology of throwing everything in the world into your head to think about, when you finally want to devote yourself a little to Olam Haba, to eternity, so that you remember that you have to fix the steps to the back porch, or when you're davening, you start thinking about all the things you have to do, and he tells you how to combat that. So let's say the Yetzirah gives up. Now he goes the opposite way. The Yetzirah is very wily and not lazy. So he bounces back and forth all kinds of tricks. Before we learned the trick that he wants you to do things so that people should see and give you honor to take you away from doing it lishma. Now he goes the other way. Yizom, he will plan lahasig zos mimcha, to get this from you, to get what from you? Laziness and avodas Hashem, not to do what you're supposed to do. Barchokas achanifus, he'll say, don't be a hypocrite. What are you going to daven properly for? You know you're not holding by davening properly. You're a phony. The Yom Malacha will tell you, Kishleimus Tohar Avodos Chol Hashem Yisaleh, the purity of your Avodos Hashem can only be obtained if you have to make sure you're not a hypocrite, he'll say to you. And everything you do should be 100% that's where you're holding, and you're holding on that Madrega, and you mean it purely. And if you don't have 100% pure Kavana, but you're not holding there, then don't do it. The worst sin in the world is hypocrisy. The most important thing in the world, the Yetzirah says, is to uproot any vestige of hypocrisy. A meruba, a lot, a muot, a little, hadak, very blatant, I'm sorry, very subtle. The agah is very blatant. Ushlilus achanifus levnei adam imcha. So, how do we make sure you don't have any hypocrisy in you? He says, make sure no one sees you doing anything. If you're davening with people, make sure you're davening very fast. Shmona Esrei, he says, you don't want people to think that you're really having kavana that you don't have. So zip off Shmona Esrei. When you're learning, you gotta joke around with people. You gotta make sure you interrupt your learning. You don't want people to think, hey, look at that guy, what a masmid. You know you're not really a masmid. So what do you, worst thing, make sure you're not a hypocrite, he says. Well, you're talking lecha, kim bas toras ma'asecha legarmi b'bnei yodam. Don't let people see you doing anything good, because they're going to think more highly of you than you deserve. You're going to be a hypocrite. Don't be a hypocrite. V'tir Elohim, so make sure you appear to people behepich b'kfi sh'atah b'matzpunecha. Don't let people think that you are what you're not. Imboso l'spaleo, page kuf pehe, katzer, zip off Shmona Esrei. You don't want people to think below Yeroya don't appear to people, Shatom is Darius law, that you're into davening, and you're trying to daven good, they're going to give you kavod, that's terrible, you're not really holding there, you're a hypocrite. When you want to learn, you don't want someone to look at you learning and say, "Well, look at that guy. You know, he came. He's learning." And you know that you're not really, you know, you're struggling. You're not really holding by being anywhere near a masmid. So stay home. You want to learn, learn at home. You don't want people to see you. He probably tells him, you know, you're learning Shai Yichud HaMaisa. You don't want people to see you. So he keeps you at home. He says, the one you're learning at home, make sure no one sees you. You don't want to run, you don't want to run the risk of someone giving you kavod. You don't want to run the risk of doing it shalom lishma. So make sure no, so, and it's a trick, obviously. Because he says, make sure in public, you don't do anything good that people would see and admire and learn from, but you act in public like, you know, act like inappropriately. You don't want anybody to think well of you. Don't show any maila in public. But Adarabba, Harei, exhibit his almus. You're ignoring halachis. You look like a kalyaka, it's called in Yiddish. Someone that's bezalzel. Don't make a bracha with kavona. People are going to look at you. They're going to eat without a bracha. You know, slur the bracha. Make sure no one sees you making a bracha. You see the trick. The trick is he gets you used to a certain pattern of behavior. You don't act properly. The Argoshas Omes show that it's a big burden for you. The Maisa HaMishmas to do mitzvahs. Kadesh Shalei Yisparim Bashimcha. You don't want to become famous. You don't want people to think that you're a good person. Shows Tabet Scharcha. You're going to lose your schar. It takes you to the other extreme. Soon, in a couple of lines, Chaim Zalovis is going to show you what the proper medium should be. But meanwhile, you see the trick. The trick is, he says, don't learn, don't make a bracha. You're going to say a bracha with kavana. People are going to see you. You're going to become a balgaiva. They're going to think highly of you. You know, slur your bracha like everybody else. You don't want to be different than everybody. And you lose all your schar. If you get kavod, v'al tetzabah b'maisa tov, don't give anybody musar. Don't tell people if you see someone doing something wrong. Don't say anything to him. You don't want people to say, "Ooh, Amish." V'al tazim meira, v'al tefarsim idiyosecha. Don't show people that you're learning in Torah. Show everybody in Amoritz, you're happy being in Amoritz. Don't let people benefit from your Torah, from your good deeds, because you don't want people to give you honor. Don't show Chas V'Shalom that you're a Yirei Shemayim, because you don't want people to think of you as a Yirei Shemayim, then they'll give you honor. Then who knows what'll happen? So you show people you don't give two hoots about Hashem, because you don't want them to think well of you. Below Simon, Misimoni Hamishmas Hashem, Kadesh Shelo Yechabducha Bnei Adam Beglal Kach, because you don't want people to give you honor. Okay, stop here. Okay, we're gonna. I can't.